Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. One of the complaints heard repeatedly during the presidential election this year was that the cost of food was too high. In this holiday season, families will be gathering around holiday meals, and those costs are still concerning. Purdue University published a study last year that showed the cost of a traditional Thanksgiving meal for 12 was just under $79. Prices vary, of course, depending on where you live. The same meal in California is $83, and in Oregon, it's $87, which is the third highest in the nation, behind Utah and Alabama. My guest today is Jessica Christensen, the head of crop science communications at Bayer. She's here to help shed light on key factors that drive up costs in the food production supply chain and offer solutions to help keep those costs down. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell me about your role at Bayer.
I lead communications for Bayer Crop Science. I've been with the company for almost 15 years, and actually I'm a scientist. So I started off working in the R&D or the technology part of our company and have held various roles throughout my years at the company, and many of which I've gotten to meet with farmers out in the field, which is wonderful. I've learned a lot.
Well, talk to me a little bit about crop science. What does that
mean? What crop science is, I'll tell you a little bit about what we do. So at Bayer Crop Science, we are basically an innovation company for the agricultural industry. We discover and develop seed products, so that would be corn, soy, wheat, canola, cotton, vegetable seeds that farmers buy and grow, as well as crop protection products. Those are basically products that help control weeds, bugs or insects, diseases. Those could be chemistry-based or biologically-based. So we discover and develop those types of products that farmers use to produce our food.
Okay, so let's talk about this problem of high food costs. Can you give us some historical context and insight into how food costs today compared with past years and decades?
The food prices today are near an all-time high. And I know you mentioned the recent election, and there was an Associated Press exit poll. So 9 out of 10 of us that went to the polls and voted that grocery prices are very or somewhat concerning. So for American families, it's getting tough out there to provide, particularly if you're lower income families that struggle to make, paycheck to paycheck meet and make ends meet. There's a lot that goes into the price of food. So the food value chain is pretty complicated. But at the start of it all are farmers. When I think about the food that we go and we purchase at the store, and as we're thinking about Thanksgiving coming up and having that meal with family and friends, it would not be possible without farmers. So if farmers cannot produce more per acre with less resources and in a cost-effective, sustainable way, really impacts us as consumers at the end of the chain at the grocery store.
So it's really about efficiency per acre.
Absolutely. So farmers really need to be able to maximize yields, no matter what they're growing. They need to have a lot of choices of products and tools to combat whatever Mother Nature throws at them. Every season is different. And so we want to make sure that farmers have every potential opportunity to grow just as much as they can on that acre of land.
Okay, well, you mentioned Mother Nature, and Mother Nature has been changing lately, throwing a lot more of different kinds of weather patterns at the farmers. So let's take a macro view for a moment. How has climate change over the first 25 years of this century affected crop production compared to the last quarter of the 20th century?
Climate change is definitely impacting agriculture. There is a lot more volatility, I'd say, so more extreme weather events, whether it be storms or hurricanes in the coastal regions, droughts, floods. So that's a challenge for farmers. That's one of the many challenges they face. So we have to really think about products that make them more and more resilient and be able to withstand a lot of the changing environment. Agriculture, as we know, has an environmental impact, but it can also be one of the solutions to climate change. And so that's one of the things we really focus on at Bayer Crop Science, is how to make products that farmers can use in regenerative cropping systems to actually produce more food and hopefully restore some of the soil health, as well as create more yields as we were talking about, to have more produce sitting on the grocery shelf.
My guest is Jessica Christensen, the head of crop science communications at Bayer. We're talking about the high cost of food production in America and what can be done about it. So, Jessica, what's the solution to high food prices?
One of the main things is to really make sure farmers have access to critical tools to help them combat the things they can control. So, for example, they're crop protection products. These are products that fight weeds, insects, and diseases. So if we just take one example, which is herbicides, so those that control weeds, one of the products that's very well known is Roundup. It's an herbicide. There's a recent study that's out that basically says if farmers don't have access to Roundup, the food inflation could more than double, so go up by 2.4 times. That equates to about $10 billion with a B, of incremental costs that American families will be paying at the grocery store. So that's just one example. So we need to make sure farmers have lots of tools and choices, no matter what and how they want to grow their crops. And those products need to be available, they need to be affordable, and so that they and predictable, so that farmers can really produce what we need them produce in the cheapest possible way. That ensures that we have enough healthy, sustainable food at an affordable price for us as a consumer.
So that new report that you're talking about is from Aimpoint Research and the Directions Group. They're talking about food inflation. It's called the Farm Bill Programs and the Role of Crop Protection Tools. Can you just summarize what the whole report is about?
It's about basically how do we help farmers in providing enough access to those tools, as well as the right policies that are in place to support them in addition. So everything from that food inflation and the incremental cost without crop protection I just mentioned, but also some of the environmental impacts. There's some really good data in that report that talks to if there's no herbicides, that the carbon emissions could drastically go up because farmers might have to till. And so that's also creates more emissions because they're having more fuel usage on the farm, but also disrupts soil health and disrupts carbon sequestration. So herbicides such as Roundup also enable no-till systems and cover cropping, those types of tactics that farmers use to combat some of the climate change that you were referencing earlier. So there's lots of good information in that report. I would encourage consumers to really understand a bit more about the way food is produced and to educate themselves and support our farming community.
So in full disclosure, that report was funded by Bayer. Is that correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
Do you know how much money Bayer has invested in having this research done?
I don't. We do a lot of market research. The work was independently conducted by the third party. We did fund it. There's lots of data by the government systems and regulatory bodies, too. You can look at research conducted by USDA or EPA. There's a lot of reports out there around the benefits of crop protection, not just the study. This one just happens to be the latest and really speaks to the economic impact as well.
Well, you mentioned Roundup, and Bayer bought Monsanto, which was the producer of Roundup several years ago. Is that right?
Correct. Yep, that's right.
So what's the status of the litigation that was surrounding Roundup at the time?
The litigation industry, unfortunately, is still targeting Roundup. And I'll take a step back and set a bit of context as well. So Roundup and glyphosate, which is the major component or ingredient in Roundup, has been extensively studied. It's been on the market for over 50 years. There's been over 1,500 studies on human health and safety as well as environmental impacts. There is no concern, has been found to be no health and safety concerns with this product by the United States Environmental Protection Agency, nor any other regulatory body globally. So, you know, it's a very safe, effective tool that many farmers around the world, not just the U.S., rely on. But unfortunately, the litigation industry really has been targeting this product and still continues to do so. They've spent millions and marketing and advertisements and basically recruiting new cases. And so it's just good as consumers to just educate yourself. There's, again, lots of fantastic data out there that's very science-based, factual, transparent, and it's peer-reviewed. And so we really want to continue advocating for our farmer customers because it is critical that these tools remain on the market if we're going to have enough food and affordable food, which we know for some of our families that are suffering, that are lower income, this is really, really, really critical to have enough safe, nutritious food on the shelves for them.
Well, it sounds like it is a really big issue. When Bayer bought Monsanto, did it buy all the land that Monsanto owns? How much land does Bayer own?
Yeah, it's really not about the land we own. So we typically work with farmers. So we produce the products, we discover the products that farmers can choose to use or not on their land. And that's what this is about, is enabling farmers to continue to farm.
Gotcha.
There's a small amount of the population that really supports us all when it comes to food, fuel, and clothes production. So that's really what this is about.
Okay, so this year, Bayer was among a handful of corporations that was sued by farmers, and they accused the corporations of conspiring with wholesalers and retail outlets to fix prices for seeds and crop protection chemicals, like what we're talking about, causing farmers to pay higher prices. Why would farmers sue their corporate partners?
Yeah, and I can't speak on any of the litigation topics because I'm not aware of that specific one you're speaking about. But I will say that we have a lot of farmers and other industry partners that are definitely appreciative and aligned with the fact that we need to have these tools available. I talked to a lot of farmers around the world and a lot in this country, and they really do appreciate the tools and availability. One of the groups is called the Modern Ag Alliance. Mm-hmm. So you can go to the modernagalliance.com. You can see 85 plus industry partners, including grower representative groups as well. So there's a lot of like-minded awareness of the need for technology in our food production systems.
We've got a couple of minutes left, but I want to get into this one big issue that the farmers are really concerned about. Nearly 300 members of the National Farmers Union visited lawmakers just this past September, asking for passage of a new five-year farm bill before the end of this year. What happens if Congress doesn't act by the end of this year, and is there anything that Bayer can do to help?
Yeah, so we definitely advocate for the passing of a farm bill. So this really creates consistency and predictability for our farmers. We as Bayer, but also as an industry, definitely work with all the policymakers, whether they're Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. Food is a universal need. The farm bill we're pushing to, and we're hopeful, as many other partners are, that this will get passed by the end of the year, but it might not, which means it might be extended. And that creates more uncertainty as we get into the 2025 growing season. So we're going to continue to work along with our industry partners to try to get this passed just as soon as possible. But I think we need to be prepared that it might not happen this calendar year.
Oh, and unfortunately, that probably will impact food prices.
It could, right? I think that any of the uncertainties creates more anxiety when you think about if you're a farmer and you got to make some decisions about your inputs and what you're gonna buy, right, to put in the ground this upcoming season. So that's exactly why we want to make sure that we're providing just as much transparency and advocacy as we can to get the bill passed.
Well, we appreciate that. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you, Jessica, for sharing your insights with us.
No, thank you very much. And I'm really happy that you guys took the time and let us have a voice. So appreciate it.
My guest was Jessica Christensen, the head of crop science communications at Bayer. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR.